heard all day. So, boys, thank you very, very much for welcoming me in.
It's all yours, Mr. Mayor, please.
Okay. I'm actually driving as we talk, boys, because I have a meeting this afternoon with the police chief and with the sheriff and with several other agencies that are all working together to make sure that nothing bad happens this weekend. Now, when I spoke to Rabbi the other day, he told me how many of you were very afraid about the different rumors that you heard. And I'd like to let you know that there's really nothing to worry about. We have partners in the FBI and Homeland Security who look at all these social media posts that the haters put out, and they check them very carefully. They identify who the people are, where they are, and what they're up to. They do everything in their power to make sure that no bad guys come to town. Now, I know you heard about this march that they're going to have, and the reason for that march is that a young man named George Floyd was killed last week by a police officer. And a lot of people around the world and around the country are very upset by that. And one of the things that our country does, it allows people to have their voices heard in a protest when they're unhappy about something that happened. And in this case, a very lot of people are very hurt and very sad and very angry that Mr. Floyd died the way he did. So all across the country, you've seen people have marches. Now, almost all of these marches are very peaceful, and the people involved are trying to make things better by shining a light on what they think is an injustice. Unfortunately, sometimes bad people, criminals who like to destroy things and to make people unhappy, use these kinds of protests to create havoc. And I'm sure many of you have seen those pictures, and that's why you may have been very upset and concerned about what's going to happen in town this weekend. So I want to tell you that you do not have to worry. March itself is being held by a young man who was born and raised in Lakewood. When the police department contacted him about this march and offered to help, he was very grateful. He is allowing the police department to basically set all the rules for this march, which will be on Saturday, and it will no longer go along 7th Avenue or 7th Street. It's going to start in front of the Clifton Avenue Grade School, and it's going to walk just a few blocks to Town Square, where people are going to say a few words, they'll say a few prayers, and they'll hold a moment of silence for Mr. Floyd. Once that is done, all these people will go home and hopefully back to their families and try to enjoy the rest of the Shabbos and the rest of their weekend. But what happens sometimes in other parts of the country is late at night, the bad guys would come in. So I just want to let you know that the Lakewood Police Department, the Ocean County Sheriff's Department, the Ocean County Prosecutor's Office, the New Jersey State Police, and even the FBI are going to have people in town to make sure that no bad guys can slip in. The police will be patrolling all of the different areas in town, and there'll be a lot more of them in downtown. We might close off some streets. We might keep people from going down certain streets. That's only so that we can make sure that we know who's in town. Now, you should not be afraid of this. Nobody is expecting any trouble. In fact, when I talked to the chief this morning, we're looking at this weekend as an exercise so that our guys can have training so that, heaven forbid, if we ever got real word that something bad was going to happen, they would have firsthand experience in how to deal with it. So I want you to spread the word to your parents and to your friends that the Lakewood Police Department has things very much under control, that this march they heard about is not going to be a problem. In fact, when I spoke to the young man the other day, and I asked him why he picked Saturday, he said because he knows that the Orthodox people don't drive, and that because people would be in the street, it would be much safer for them if there were not a lot of cars around. So that is a very thoughtful thing for him to think of. Now, I know a lot of Orthodox people who said that they're a little upset if they cannot also come to be part of this march. So what I would ask you to do is to ask your parents, and at some point on Saturday, maybe between 1 and 3, just have a moment of silence and say a prayer for Mr. Floyd and his family, and say a prayer for the whole country so that the hatred that is out there can be healed. And I think the only way that's ever going to happen is if we all get together and pray and ask God so that things will get better here. So I want to thank you very, very, very much for the welcome that you gave me. I also want to thank you for having me here today. I very much enjoy this. Maybe someday, Rabbi, I can set it up where I can come back and you can ask me some questions directly.
Yes, Mr. Mayor. Did you hear me, Mr. Mayor? Am I on?
Yes, I can hear you, Rabbi.
Yes, Mr. Mayor, I didn't get a chance to tell the class that because of your schedule and you're taking so much precaution to make the rally Shabbos safe, you don't have time to take questions from my class, from my students. But on behalf of my students, and on behalf of my principal, Rabbi Yitzchak Lieberman, on behalf of the head of the yeshiva, Rabbi Shlomo Kanarik, we want to give you a big thank you so much. We know, the class doesn't know, like I know, how busy you are. I've been speaking to you most of this week, and you're running around from New York, Queens, to Lakewood, and you're meeting with all these high officials to make sure that we in Lakewood stay safe and sound. And on behalf of everyone, I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart, Mr. Mayor. Thank you so much.
Rabbi, you're very welcome, and thank you. And I view everybody in Lakewood as part of my extended family. And believe me when I say I will not allow anything to happen to the people that I love, and that we will make sure that we take very good care of everybody this weekend. So again, thank you for having me. And hopefully maybe sometime in the near future we can find some time and I can spend the whole class with you and you can ask me different questions.
Well, thank you, sir, Mr. Mayor. And God bless you, Mr. Mayor. Keep up the great work.
Thank you very much, sir. Boys, have a wonderful Shabbos, and I will hopefully see you in person someday soon. Take care now.